And now the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled Sparky's Telephone Troubles. I never thought I would see the day when Sparky would be hesitant to talk on the telephone, because that's one of his favorite pastimes. But I did see the day. There was rebellion in the ranks. Yes, Sparky was having trouble with the members of his baseball club who couldn't make up their minds what they wanted to do about new uniforms. They kept calling Sparky all day long, and he got to the point where he didn't want to answer the phone. Come join us now for today's chapter. Let's move into the living room of Big John's house, all the way up the next block.
Well, lad, telephone's ringing again.
Well, boy, I'm not going to answer it. No, siree, not me. I know exactly what it is. It's one of the guys in my club calling up to tell me that they're going to resign from the club.
Well, somebody has to answer the telephone. We can't just sit here and let it ring like that.
Well, I'm not going to answer it.
Well, don't look at me. I don't live here. I'm not answering it.
Well, neither am I. After all, you know as well as I do that that call is for Sparky.
Well, maybe it isn't.
Might be for you, Buster. You never can tell.
Well, the chances are 100 to 1 it's for Sparky. Oh, me. Well, I guess I may as well get out of this chair and answer it. Now, this is for you, Sparky. I'm not going to fib and say that you're not... Hey, did the phone stop ringing?
Looks that way, Buster.
Oh, me, just when I get up out of my chair. Get up for nothing. Oh, well. Hey, I wonder if that call was for me. Wonder who it was.
Well, that, Buster, is something you'll never know, unless whoever it was calls again.
Maybe it was an important call.
Well, Big John, you should have answered it right away.
Well, Sparky, with all the calls you've been getting around here today from the kids in your club, I thought sure it was for you. How did I know it was for me?
Well, you still don't know for sure.
That phone rings again, young man. You're going to answer it. And you're going to answer it quick, you understand?
Okay. Well, there it goes again. There it goes. Telephone's ringing. What do we do now?
Answer it. That's what we do now. Go ahead. Answer it.
Oh, me. Okay.
It's probably the same person who called just a moment ago.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hello? Oh, hello, Smiling Sam. Huh? Oh, you're not smiling today, huh? Why not?
Smiling Sam Bishop, Mayor. I knew that phone call was for Sparky.
You're mad at Cyril and Maxie because they won't give Charlie the money out of our club's treasury to buy new uniforms for the baseball team, huh?
Same old thing.
Yeah.
You say you're all in favor of the team getting new uniforms? Well, you see, Smiling Sam, it's like this. Maxie and Cyril aren't against our team getting new uniforms. It's just that they don't want to spend the money for them.
I tell you, Buster, I love the kids in this here town. Ain't nothing I wouldn't do for them. Nothing's too good for them. I'd give them the shirt off my back.
Well,
I certainly would.
He wants to get new uniforms for the team, but he thinks that he can swing a deal.
Yeah,
I mean, where
I
he can get the uniforms for nothing. No, Sam. No. I'm not on Maxie's side. I'm not on anybody. You what, Sam? Now, wait a minute, Smiling Sam. But, Sam. Sam, just a sec. Smiling Sam Bishop hung up on me. He's mad. He wants new uniforms for the team, and he thinks I'm on Maxie's side. And he says unless the team gets new uniforms, he's resigning from the club.
Oh, you have your troubles, don't you?
Yeah, boy, I sure am. I tell you, it's just no fun being the exalted high llama of the purple and white garter in our club. No, there it goes again. Oh.
Oh, boy.
Well, I guess you want me to answer it again, huh, Big
John? Yes, I want you to answer it again.
Oh. Well, okay. Hello. Oh, hello, Oswald. What do you want?
Oswald Hassenpfeffer. Now, there's a boy who very seldom calls Sparky on the phone. This must be important.
I tell you, these kids are priceless. I love every one of them. There's not a thing in the world that I wouldn't do for any one of them.
Yes, I'm in favor of the team getting new baseball uniforms. If Charlie wants to spend the money to get them, it's okay with me.
I'd give these kids the shirt off my back.
Now, wait a minute, Oswald. Look, I agree with you. If Maxie can swing a deal...
wonderful.
But, Oswald, I'm not on Charlie's side. I'm not on... Oswald? Os? Os? Are you there, Oswald? Oh, me. Now he's mad. Oswald Hossenfeffer thinks that I'm on Charlie Klammerding's side, and he said that if we don't give Maxie a chance to swing a deal for the uniforms, he's going to resign from the club.
Boy, you certainly seem to be getting it from both sides, huh?
Boy, you're telling me. No matter what I say, they get mad at me.
Well, lad, the next time one of the kids calls you up, why don't you play it smart? Don't give him any opinion at all. Just agree with everything he says.
Hey, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's what I'll do, Mayor.
Sure, just don't say anything that'll give whoever you're calling any reason to get mad. That's the way us politicians do, lad.
Yeah, okay, that's the best idea yet. Well, there's the telephone again. Okay, now listen to this.
Just love to help out the kids, Buster. Ain't nothing in the world I wouldn't do for them. Nothing
at all.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, hello, Rabbit Ears. How are you, R.E., old boy?
Rabbit Ears, McEaster, Mayor.
Yeah.
Yes, Rabbit Ears, I have heard that Charlie wants to take money out of our club treasury to buy new uniforms for our baseball team.
Lad's playing it smart now, Buster. Notice he's not expressing any opinion. That's the mark of a true
Yes, Rabbit Ears, I have also heard that Maxie is not in favor of spending the money, that he wants to swing a deal to get the uniforms for nothing.
I don't see how he can get in trouble talking like that.
No.
How do I feel about it, Rabbit Ears?
Oh, this could get the lad in trouble, Buster.
Do I agree with you, R.E.?
Yeah, this one could,
well,
too.
Well, you see, R.E., No, Rabbit Ears, no, I'm not beating around the bush. No, you see, the way I feel... What, R.E.?
Doesn't sound like Rabbit Ears is going to give the lad a chance to talk.
Well, as long as Sparky lets Rabbit Ears do all the talking, I don't see how Sparky can get in any trouble.
Well, Rabbit Ears, the way I feel about it is, let the best man win.
Bravo, excellent answer, good.
Yeah, that's
Rabbit
all
Ears,
right.
Look, wait a minute, R.E., old boy, listen, all I said was...
Yes, sir, he's coming right along.
Yes, Rabbit Ears.
You have to run for council in these days.
But Rabbit Ears... But Rabbit... Hello? That didn't work out so hot.
What happened?
What happened? Rabbit Ears hung up on me. He says if I'm the kind of exalted high llama who's afraid to grab a bull by the horns and settle a dispute, I'm not suited to be the exalted high llama.
Oh, my.
He says he doesn't want to belong to any club that has an exalted high llama who won't express an opinion. He resigned. Boy, what a mess.
Well, Mayor, what would a politician do in a case like this?
Why, he'd just up and start reminding the voters of the campaign promises that his opposition hasn't kept.
There isn't any opposition here because there weren't any campaign promises involved.
Well, what's the difference as long as you can change the subject? You gotta deny saying anything you said, no matter what it was, you see.
Well, look, all this talk isn't solving my problem. Half the guys in my club want to take money out of the treasury to buy new uniforms, and the other half doesn't want to spend the money. But they all agree that our team needs new uniforms. And now everybody's resigning from the club because nobody is willing to do what anybody else wants to do.
Well, lad, if there's anything your old mayor can do to clear up this here mess for you, you know I'll be more than glad to help out. It's just like I always have said, I love the children of this here grand and glorious town of ours, and I'd be glad to do anything.
Well, there is something you can do for us, Mayor.
Like I've always been saying all along, there ain't nothing too good for the children of this here town.
Hey, I'm glad you feel that way, Mayor, because there is something you can do.
Why, I'd do anything for the kids in our town. Give them the shirt off my back if they wanted it. Yes, indeed.
Well, then, Mayor, how about you sponsoring our baseball team
there
and buying us new baseball uniforms?
Nothing too good for the kids in this here... What'd you say, lad?
I said, how about you sponsoring our baseball team and buying us all new baseball uniforms?
Sponsor your baseball team. New uniforms... You mean buy them for you?
Well, what's the matter, Mayor? How would a politician get out of a situation like this?
Well, you see, lad, it's this way. I mean, you see,
But, Mayor, you said there wasn't anything you wouldn't do for us kids.
Oh, me. Buster, what a mess I done went and got myself into. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Well, like I've got a real problem on my hands now. Here it is almost baseball season, and our baseball team needs new uniforms. We can't play in the league without baseball uniforms. All the rest of the teams have got uniforms, and we don't. We got the money. We got the money to spend. But half the guys in the club don't want to spend the money. The other half does want to spend it. No matter what happens, half the club is going to resign, and then we won't have a team. Well, I guess we couldn't expect the mayor to buy our uniforms, but I just couldn't resist putting him on the spot like that, because he looks so funny when he sputters like he did. Well, kids, I've got to get busy. I've got to figure out a way out of this mess so everybody's happy. I'll see you later. So long.